Hi, you two to Michael at MMA Legal.
Hello there, I just got a missed call.
Is that Mr. Birch?
Hey, yeah.
Hi, Thomas, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Obviously, I called you a few days ago. Were you in the gym?
Yeah.
I've been absolutely snowed under since. Do you have 5 minutes, Thomas, to have a chat with me about your redress case?
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Thomas, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said, my name's Michael. I'm an investigator here at MMA Legal. It's my role to go out and gather the evidence of A, your time in care, and B, what's happened to you subsequently into your adult life. That means, Thomas, is obviously, you know, the trauma that you faced in care. It's my job to uncover, has it affected you or haunted you into your adult life, whether that be through the likes of depression, PTSD, anxiety, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And what I'll do, Thomas, is I'll write to those relevant authorities, gather that information so we can substantiate your claim to give you the best chance of obviously getting the most amount of recognition and, shall we say, compensation.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Thomas. So we'll have to ask you some tough questions, Thomas, and obviously I apologise in advance, but I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask. Have you suffered or do you suffer with any sort of depression, Thomas?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you sought medical help with that?
Yeah, I've been to the doctors about it, but they wanted to medicate me and I refused to take the medication.
Okay.
So I since started going to speak to a counsellor.
Okay.
Which is why I pay for that myself.
Okay.
And they said that, as well, the doctor and the counsellor said that I've had long-term depression since I was a kid.
Okay.
Which I never really identified it as that. I just always thought...
No, you wouldn't have, no. So you pay for the council privately, do you?
Yeah, well, I did. I stopped going to see him recently.
Okay. Would it be all right if I write to the councillor on your behalf and gather the information from him or from them? Would you be happy with that or not? It's entirely up to you.
Yeah, you could do. I'd have to go and find his name and phone number again.
Yeah, maybe some contact details for him.
Yeah.
Maybe an address. I can write to him or email him.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now the name of it.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm just going to quickly find it.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just going to jump onto another page so I can write it down. Does the gym help you, Thomas, with your mental health issues?
I used to, not for a long time, but I used to get myself into a lot of trouble with fighting.
Yeah.
Things like that, and the gym's kind of channels all my frustration and stress.
Yeah, because
not just because of things when I was younger, just things in my adult life as well.
Yeah.
It's called Interaction Counselling and Support Services.
Okay, can you just repeat that for me, Thomas? Sorry.
Interactions, Counselling and Support Service.
Okay.
And the guy I spoke to, his name was Jim.
Okay. And whereabouts is that? Is that in Kirkcaldy?
Yeah, Kirkcaldy, yeah.
Kirkcaldy. Okay. So I'll write to the Interactions Council and Support Services, so I can request them.
Yeah, I've got their address and phone number if you need it.
Yeah, I think your address. Do you have an email for them?
Yes, info@interactions.uk.com.
That's interactions. info@interactions.uk.com. Okay, and the address, if you've got it, please.
And the address is it's 83 St. Clair Street.
Hey, Clair Street.
But the Saint's not the word Saint, it's just like ST.
Yeah, I've got that. It's Clair, C-L-A-I-R-A.
No, just C-L-A-I-R.
C-L-A-I-R, okay. Okay, I'll find the postcode and all that. That's fine. So I'm going to write to Interactions. I'm going to write to the local authority of the care setting that you're in, social services.
Yeah.
I'll gather all the information for you, Thomas. Do you want me to send you copies of any information I get?
Yeah, I'd be quite interested to see all the stuff when I was a kid, because I've not seen it.
Yeah, no problem.
When I was a kid, I had to go and see a psychologist or at the hospital.
Yeah.
And then they tried me on different medications because they said I had ADHD.
Yeah.
So they tried me. One was a placebo and one was the real thing. And the placebo had a better effect, so they said the medication wouldn't work for me.
Oh, okay. Many. Okay. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. I was just... But as it turns out, I don't even think it had ADHD. I think it was more autism.
Yeah.
Because my niece has got it. It runs in my family. I just think I was too young at the time for it to be recognised as it.
Yeah, I get that. So prominent now, autism, isn't it? We believe my six-year-old lad, my son, he's got it.
Yeah, my partner's daughter's got it too. She's 9 and she gets like little temper tantrums. But she can't help it. It's just like a frustration thing.
Yeah, you're exactly the same. You don't get him a drink in that 30 seconds into the ashes.
But if you didn't know the person, you'd think that they're possibly just a bad behaved kid.
Yeah, brat. But no, yeah. It was the school that that told us about it at first. We just thought, because he's the youngest of 5, we just thought he was. Just a pain in the backside, should we say, because his sisters and his brothers run around after him like a lunatic. But the school said, no, we think he may have some form of autism, so we're waiting for the authorities to get him checked.
Yeah, it took 2 years ago,
Thomas?
Yeah, it took my partner a while as well for her daughter.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
She had to go to the assessments and things like that.
Yeah. I've got a real tough question to ask you, Thomas, and I am really sorry I have to ask you this question, but obviously I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Thomas?
No. I've thought about it a few times, but the thought of dying is too much for me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm one of these people that the thought I was forever. I don't ever want to die and find out what's after death.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's scary. So once I get the information from the social services and obviously your counsellor, I'm going to go through that with you together. We're going to make sure that all of your statements are there. Make sure you're happy with everything. We haven't missed anything out.
Yeah.
And then what we're going to do, Thomas, is what we call our final submission to Scottish Redress. We've told them we're going to claim, so they're on notice, but we've also told them we are going to provide support and evidence.
Yeah.
Which obviously just helps substantiate your claim. So once we've done that, once we've done the final submission, we'll get what's called a panel date. From the panel date, we'll then hopefully get you the recognition you deserve of any wrongdoing that's happened to you. And and some financial compensation, Thomas.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, do you need more details about anything that happened? Or?
Not just yet, no. Well, me and you are going to go through that together once I get your information, and anywhere between 6 and 10 months' time.
Yeah, the problem you're going to face is you keep calling me Thomas Butch.
Yeah.
But I've never been known as Butch. That's on my birth certificate, is that my last name's Butch, my dad's name.
Okay, what was your known in care as?
Thomas Edgar. Edgar's down as my middle name on my birth certificate.
Okay, give me 2 sec. Let me just find it.
Because if you look for a Thomas Butch, you won't find him.
Yeah. No, I get that. So what I'll do, I'll just pop it into this PC here.
What happened was my mum and dad split when I was like 4 years old. And my mum moved back up to Scotland and just put me in school as my mum's name.
Yeah.
But she never changed my name. And then when I left school, I got my national insurance card under my mum's name.
Okay.
And I didn't even know my last name until I had to apply for a passport as an adult. And I was like, who's Mr. Butch?
That's you.
And it was me. My mum had to explain it to me. I was like, what?
Yeah, okay. I'll make sure that we send the information out in Birch, not Edgar. Let me just check, see if anywhere I can change that anywhere else.
So my national insurance number is Edgar, but my bank account and driving license and that is Butch.
Yeah, maybe a spy. When you're in care, were you known by a different name to the one you use now? Yeah, Thomas Edgar. Okay.
Yeah, and because when I was younger, I used to get myself in a bit of trouble. So with the police, and they know me as Edgar as well. The social workers know me as Edgar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I've wrote that down, so I'll make sure that when I send the information out, it'll be in Thomas Edgar.
It'll be Thomas David Edgar, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any questions for me, Thomas, on any of that process that I've just mentioned?
Not really. I know it's just really, it's time, really. It just takes time.
Yeah. Just due to the sensitive nature of the cases, Thomas, I just need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there for you. I have to do this on this recorded call as well, just so we've got, you know, obviously evidence of it.
Yeah.
So just to let you know, Thomas, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, that would entail if you wished to gather your own evidence and submit your own case. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there who will charge you a fee to help you apply. They get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, legally, I can't discuss them law firms' practices and what they would do for you, but probably more important, what they don't do for you. Also, I can tell you, Thomas, is that we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. What we've done is we enter into what's called a joint venture agreement with you, which is a no-win, no-fee. What that means is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on me and our business to try and gather as much evidence as we possibly can for you to give you the best possible outcome. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of VAT. What that means is no matter how much time we spend on your case, you will never pay us more than 20%.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, Thomas, because obviously you've been through such, you know, hardship in your childhood, and that has obviously bled into your adult life, we will never put you under any sort of financial duress. So if you are unsuccessful with your case, we won't come looking to you for the fees. Our insurance policy will cover all of our time on this case.
Yeah.
So it'll never come, it'll never bounce back onto you, Thomas. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. I think that was explained to me last time as well.
Yeah, well, Ben, do you understand those three options, Thomas?
Yeah, I understand them, yeah.
Perfect. And are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it myself anyway, so I would never even thought about trying to do anything like this unless the Scottish redress scheme thing came along.
Yeah. It's taxing, isn't it, let's be honest.
And
just to let you know, Thomas, from the date you signed documentation with us, you had a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is up until day 14, you can rip up any agreements with us and walk away and continue to, you know, pursue this case however which way you want.
Yeah.
Alternatively, if you wasn't aware of the 14-day, I can now start the 14-day countdown for you on this, obviously, this recorded call. Or you can waive the 14-day cooling off period and I can get started on your case straight away, but that's entirely up to you, Thomas.
Yeah, I'll just waive the 14-day thing.
Okay, so perfect. What I'll do, Thomas, is you've got my number now. My name's Michael. Save my number. If you need me for anything, give me a call. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, all information about the process, any after-hour numbers you need. But if you need me, just give me a ring. I work for you, so, you know, there's no query that you'll be wasting my time with, so I'm always going to be at the other end of a phone call to you. If you can't get me on the line, leave me a message and I'll get straight back to you.
Yeah, that's appreciated.
Oh, no, thank you very much for talking to me, Thomas. Thank you. I know, you know, you've been through a lot, so I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
I know, that's totally fine.
Perfect, buddy. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay. What I'll do, Thomas, is I'll give you a call every three to 4 weeks just to check in with you, let you know how I'm getting on. And just have a chat, and I'll walk you through now till the very end.
Yeah, no, that'll be great.
Perfect, Thomas. Thank you very much for speaking to me today, sir. You enjoy the rest of your evening.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Thomas. Thank you very much, sir. Bye now.
Right.